She's got a beautiful home, honey. Mm-hmm. I forget how many rooms. Mm-hmm. And my son lives on Carrefour Road. He's got a big fine brick home. The boy lives in Virginia Beach. He's got a big fine brick home, but I wouldn't trade for them.
Oh, me. You're set right here.
Yeah, as long as I can care for myself, I hope the Lord will be good to me and just take me on from here, and I won't have to go to the nursing home. Honey, I got a hard time thinking about going to a nursing home. It depresses me to go over there and see them. Mm-hmm. It depresses me.
Well, why, man?
I hope I die right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a fireplace? You don't have one in here,
no,
do you?
No, we don't have a fire. I have a floor furnace, a gas floor furnace right there in the hall.
How about where you were living before? Did you have a fireplace there?
We had a big heater, a Seigler heater. Oil heater.
Mm-hmm.
And lived out a little hydro.
How about where you were growing up?
Oh, we just had fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
We lived out in the country and had woods, you know, and just had big open fireplaces
mm-hmm.
when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Was there something that sat in there that you could set the logs up on top of? Big metal piece?
In the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad had a rod fastened up there you could hang a pot on, you know,
mm-hmm.
with a hook on it,
mm-hmm.
and have a fire down there and hang a pot up there to cook, a black pot. You know, people used to cook in black pots.
Mm-hmm.
And hang a black pot up there and cook a pot of spare ribs and backbone.
Right in the fireplace.
That's when I was a child. And they have a wood stove in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Big wood range. My mama, when I remember when she got the wood range, you know, where they had the water reservoir on the side, you know, for the water. Oh, she thought that she was living uptown. Because she just had a regular old black stove, you know. But this had the place up there to put your food and
to keep it warm.
Water on the mm-hmm. side. Oh, she's living uptown when she got
that. Oh.
We were poor folks. We just were raised on the farm and just had what my
mm-hmm.
what we had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in later days, my daddy, he fixed him a little store when he got where he couldn't farm too much. Had a little store, and he had that for several years before he died. Little country store,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was, before I married.
Right.
So.
Now, up over the fireplace, did you have some kind of a shelf that
had
you could
a mantle,
put?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
A mantle up there that you keep different things up on the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the fire would be sitting up on top of? Did you put
They didn't have fire dogs, you know,
uh-huh.
like there were your logs on.
A big metal thing.
Yeah, metal. They call them fire dogs, I believe they call them.
Okay.
That keep the wood, you know, from all piling down on top of each other.
Right. What kind of wood would they use to start the fires?
Well, I guess pine, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, my daddy, I know in a certain time of the year, below our house was just a great big field of pine woods, you know, great big pine trees. So he'd go down there a certain time of the year, and they'd cut their stove wood. I think he went with something signs on the moon or something where it would dry out. Cut enough to do him all summer, you know, in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't have to worry with the wood during the summer for my mama
mm-hmm,
to cook, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we just lived typical lives in the country.
Okay.